Well, hello, my friends, and Merry Christmas. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Welcome, guys, to a very special episode, episode 103. It is the 24th of December. It is Christmas Eve. And guys, here we are once again, and welcome, my friends. Very special edition of The Pulse. I am so happy that you're here, and let me tell you some of the things that you're actually going to see today on today's special Christmas Eve broadcast. Number one, you're seeing a very healed Pastor Troy Brewer. I have been so sick for so long, and today I'm like, I can actually breathe. Like, yay. So you guys have prayed me through a terrible sickness. Like, literally, the past 6 weeks, I've had pneumonia. And P-Money, as we used to call it in Hillbilly Central, had big time P-Money. And but I am better now, and I'm juiced up. I just got through with another IV, a very special Christmas IV bag that I just got through happening here within the past few minutes. And so, yeah, I'm a little bit jazzed. I got good news, guys. Today, as we're going to be looking at the Brewer Family Blessing Experience this year. So my wife is going to be joining me. My son is going to be joining me. My grandson is going to be joining me later on during the broadcast, and we're going to share some big-time miracles that happened with us this year. Also, I'm going to talk to you about the birth of Jesus and why we still celebrate it. Hey, did you guys see my special episode on is it this day or is it that day? Ooh, that was a good one. And my friends, you can actually go and you can see that at odx.tv if you actually missed it. But it's called The Observance of the Day was the name of the actual message. And I think it's one of the finer Christmas messages I've ever done. And I went through all this. Hey, is it the first of Nisan, as some people would argue? Is it the 25th of March? Is it December the 25th? Is it Passover? And is Passover, does that translate as April the 14th? And we went through all those different scenarios and why it matters and why it's fun to look into the prophetic numbers involving all of that. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. And then, guys, we're going to be given before and after photos of brand new rescues. Now, you just now got through seeing my good friend, Shay Wilbur and Brian Schwartz. I had a huge trip scheduled to go to Mexico and to actually meet with the United States ambassador to the nation of Mexico and all this kind of stuff. And I was too sick. I just couldn't get out of bed. So my team had to go without me. And they went down there, and my goodness, what an incredible trip that they had, including the rescue of two new kids while they were down there. And I'm going to be giving some before and after stories and photographs that go with that. My goodness, the transformation, friends, that Jesus is bringing to these kids that we're rescuing is incredible. And then finally, a little bit of a sneak peek of my prophetic word for the year to come in the year 2025. And I can tell you, it's all about grace and favor. Oh my gosh, the breath of God is involved in it. And there's a big difference between Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord is separating camps and tribes right now. And you know this in the spirit. You can tell this. And God Almighty is literally separating camps and tribes right now. So be sure that you're lined up with the right tribe and that you're lined up with the right people, because the Spirit of the Lord is bringing the power of vindication and the blessing of His favor if you line up in the right place and don't line up in the wrong place. So it's going to be awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and you're not the only one that's here today. Directly across from me is my very good friend, some say tomato, I say tamayo, Miss Rebecca Tamayo. How are you, Ladybug?
Hey, Pastor. I'm so grateful to be here. It's
Merry awesome Christmas.
Day. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Thank you. Feliz Navidad to you. How do you say that to you if I just say Feliz Navidad
a ti.
To you?
Feliz adi. Navidad para ti.
Para adi or
para
just?
Ti.
Para ti. Yeah.
You sure you go down to Mexico?
Well, but I tend to take Texas with me. You know, and dude, I should definitely be speaking Spanish by now.
I could teach you, Pastor.
Yeah, I know. I should. And it's just terrible. But I mean, I hardly speak English. So,
yeah, they said that my English is not good. So if you teach me English, maybe.
They said, who told you your English is not good? Know. That's wrong. You have excellent English. You it's do, okay. I promise.
Thank you, Pastor.
A lot better than Suwannee.
She has. I love her accent. I love it. She's beautiful.
She speaks awesome English. Yes. Well, my good friend, Mr. Zach Rippey.
Pastor Troy.
What's going on, man?
Hey, it's good to be. This is another day in showbiz.
It's another day in showbiz. You know what, man? We're reaching the masses. We're doing the stuff. You guys have been filming with me all day today.
Yeah, that was fun.
Here it is, Christmas Eve, And we're all here working.
I know, right?
Well, thank y'all for loving me. Thank y'all. Yeah, we did intros. We did outros to my Bad Motor Scooter series. That's going to be showing on in February, right? And so I did all the intros, did all the outros for that. And then, of course, we're also gearing up for these big time services. Our candlelight services are happening today at 4 o'clock and also at 5:30 here tonight.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's one of my favorite services the whole year. Is our special candlelight service.
Yeah.
And
we had a green screen on.
Yeah, we had a green screen on.
Some weird stuff going on.
It really is Christmas.
Exactly.
It's the right green, too.
Yeah, man. Well, there actually is some glitchy stuff going on around here. So, you know what, man? We pray. Look, that there. Wow. That just went off. And those that things is went off.
Well, you know what? That means that something's going to happen. Whenever there's things that start happening, there's been breakthrough. I believe in that.
Well, guys, it's Christmas Eve, and I'm believing, Lord, for some big-time miracle stuff to happen here today. I want to see you guys here at Open Door Church tonight at 4 o'clock for our special candlelight service, or maybe you'd prefer to come to the 5:30 service, right?
Yeah,
so 4 or 5:30. They're actually 1 hour long. Zach, have you ever been to one of our candlelight services?
I haven't. I've heard great things.
We have managed not to burn down the building every year.
That's so
which
good.
Is incredible.
Yeah. You know, the first series I ever was actually a part of was actually your Bad Motor Scooter series.
Okay.
You know, I was like, man, I need to be a man and come to this church.
Dang, Skippy. Well,
it's going to be awesome. I know that every year it's different, right? So every year God puts a new word. And I just love how everybody comes together on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, people like to get consecrated on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of a late bloomer to that. Man, we did church for years and years and years. And we would always do a Christmas concert. And I was the guy that led the Christmas concert. And we're talking about, and I would do all these songs, you know.
I have them all kind of memorized. I sing them a lot in the shower.
Ben, I bet you you got a lot of those songs.
You miss it too.
I do. Yeah, I haven't played in a while.
What was one of your favorite songs that Pastor Troy sang?
That he sang? That's a hard one.
Do you know what? I like the song, So This Is Christmas.
Oh, I love John Lennon. That one.
Oh, yeah, man, we did that every year.
That one gets me emotional.
And I just thought that was such a...
Very few can see. That was the song.
So I'm actually going to be playing that tonight. I'm going to be doing Very Few Can See tonight. So when you were a little boy, I remember I wrote that song. I was trying to get you to go to sleep. I was trying to get Luke and Raymond to go to sleep. And man, whenever you... So how much older are you than Luke and Rima?
2.5 years.
Okay, so we're talking about the twins were born. We already had a 2.5-year-old, and then we had twins, right? And boy, you talk about, man, craziness. So Ben, so let's just say, you know, he's four or he's 4.5, and then the twins are, you know, two. But, you know, they're 2 years old. And if one of them was upset or started crying, the other two would start crying and be upset. And so what I would do is I would go and I would sit down. We had a little bitty tiny house and the bedrooms were all around each other. And so I would sit down there right in the center of all those bedrooms and in my little hall, and I'd play my guitar and I would sing songs. Aww. And then I'd pray, you know, for my kids. And but I ended up writing a ton of songs during that time.
Wow.
And so, man, I got thinking about the thief on the cross and how that he saw that Jesus was God. And what a privilege it was. And I got thinking, I want to write a song from that guy's perspective. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to start it off with a Christmas story that when he was a little boy, he saw Jesus being born.
Wow.
And he saw something amazing. And then when he was down on the cross, he looked over and saw that that was Jesus. And so that's how that song came to be.
That's amazing. So you know how you say, I love a lot of people do watch and follow you, Pastor, because you are a storyteller. Have you ever thought about doing an album of story songs?
Yeah, I actually have thought about that.
And I just came to my mom like that. Well, that's
maybe
amazing.
Maybe that's a prophetic word. Maybe that's something that we can do in the year 2025.
Amen.
That'll be great. Well, Zach, what do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, everybody, man, we were talking earlier about tribe and family, and do us a favor. If you're watching right now, let us know where you're tuning in from. We love the fact that you're here on Christmas Eve. It's a huge blessing to us, and we wanted to be there for you. So let us know where you're watching from. And also, make sure you do other things like Rebecca's going to tell you right now, how you can help get the word out for people.
So I love that there's so many ways that we could be the hands and feet of Jesus. You can share, you can comment, you could like, you could repost. And we're not just saying, hey, repost because we're here. No, repost because this could be a word for someone that doesn't have family or does not have a church.
Or save somebody's life.
Yeah, you could save someone's life. And we have that here at Open Door Church. We have that community. And you watching, you are our community. You, by you joining us, by you sharing, commenting, and telling us where you're from, you are being the hands and feet of Jesus. Don't forget that we have a call center also that we are waiting to pray. We are waiting to join you. If you're feeling lonely, if you feel that, you know what, my family's not talking to me, there's people here ready to talk to you. So you could call us at 877-413-0888. And also, Pastor Troy, we have the homeless outreach coming up tomorrow.
It's going to happen tomorrow, 12 o'clock high noon, same place as Ben's. This is the year 1986,
wow.
1701 East Lancaster. I remember the day, I remember the place. I know it very well. Been there a million times. Do you know, Ben, when Ben was a little boy, I would drag him out there to all of our outreaches. Mm-hmm. And I'd drug you around to trash dumps all over the world, drug you around to prisons all over the world. Wow. From the time that you were a little bitty, bitty guy. And man, we've seen some stuff out there on East Lancaster, hadn't we?
We've seen a thing or two. The first time I took my oldest, Barrett, who's about to be on here, to the homeless outreach, he watched a man get shanked with an ice pick.
What does that mean?
Stabbed.
Like, he stabbed. Oh. Yeah,
with an ice pick.
And so, yeah,
like, maybe I shouldn't take him. We were literally thinking, Liam's like, I want to go. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, man, it'll be a blast. It's all good.
We'll be with you, though. We'll stick with you.
Just arm yourself.
Yeah, come on.
I'll tell you that. I mean, but no, we'll have our security guys out there and it'll be fine. I mean, it happened just a few feet away from old Ben. So actually from Barrett. Barrett was like a kindergartner, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Barrett goes to school and he tells his teachers, I saw a man get stabbed over Christmas. And they thought he was lying and they thought he was like, so they like had a parent teacher meeting. Listen, your son doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not real. We were like, no, he saw somebody get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't know stabbed or shanked. That's the real correlation here.
Parents were like, the teachers were like, what? And they're like, oh, yeah. It was no big deal, really. One guy got stabbed. We stopped the fight. It was no big deal. Ambulance came. We fed everybody. We reached people for Jesus. It's a homeless outreach. Those people are crazy. Like, you know, you can't say they're crazy. No. Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
They're crazy.
They're crazy.
They're absolutely crazy.
Not everybody out there is crazy. But no, there's some crazy folk that's out there. Some of them I've been friends with for many, many, many years. And sometimes they show up here at Open Door, you know, they come, they walk all the way down here or they call us and say, will you come get me? And like, yep, sure will. Man, I want to tell you, Ben, my favorite Christmas story that's ever happened out there on Christmas Day. And I tell you what, I'll show the picture, but this guy shows up. I'm out there and we're feeding people and we're doing all this stuff. And this good looking young man comes up to me and he's got this fleet of trucks. He pulls up and he's like, there's like five trucks and they're all electrician trucks. And they want to get in the gate and everybody's like, okay, well, they must be there. And the guy's like, I'm with Pastor Troy. So we open up the gate. All five of these electrician trucks come in and this guy gets out and he comes walking over to me. He's like, Pastor Troy. And I'm like, what's up, man? And he's like, no. It's me. And I'm like, nah, I don't know, man. He goes, are you kidding me? And when he said, are you kidding me? I knew who he was. And he was a guy who had been down there on the street for years and years and years. Wow. And we took care of him for years and years and years. And we had a lot of failures with him. Like seeing that close, get off of drugs, that close. And this is why, man, you got to keep plugged. You got to just keep going. And so I hadn't seen him in maybe 3 years. And that guy had gone to Teen Challenge, which we paid for. We're the ones that sent him to Teen Challenge. And then I hadn't heard from him since. He went to Austin. He started his own company. And now he had five trucks. And he drove all the way from Austin, Texas with his five trucks and his employees to come up there. Not just trusting I was going to be there because I've been there for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's like, Pastor Troy will be there on Christmas Day. And they drove all the way up there. And then boom, he was like, I want you to see, I've been off drugs for years. I've got my own company. I have got five trucks. These are my employees. Thank you, Pastor Troy, for believing in me. Here's a picture of he and I together. Boom. How awesome is that?
Amazing.
It's beautiful. What was he? Did he have anything in the trucks? Or did he just drive the trucks to show you he got the trucks?
He just drove the trucks.
Yeah, he just drove the trucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I was like expecting like a whole bunch of like things, like turkeys to be in there or like bikes for kids. Yeah.
No, man, they were his.
It was his flex. It was like a flex show up.
It was his electrical vehicles, man. It was like, I want you to see my company. That's cool.
I mean, it's still cool.
I was just expecting that, brother, in the trucks. He had brought anything.
He brought me. He brought himself. Like,
yes. He showed up with his employees and with his trucks. and wanted me to know that he was legit and that he was.
What a cool redemption story, though.
Oh, it's really cool.
And you got to see that. And he wanted to show you that.
Yeah. So and cool. I mean, and I thank God I was there, you know, God, because I could have not been there, same as anybody else.
Yeah.
And that guy drove all the way from Austin, Texas. And that, isn't that stupid?
That is amazing.
It's cool how that happened.
No. I mean,
it's, cool it's cool you have these testimonies, though, so you get to see what you sowed into, and then you get to see the fruit of that.
Amen.
In so many different ways, not just, you know, with that, but also, all, of course, all the rescues and everything that you sow into. It's cool to see that God shows you the fruit, you know, because a lot of times you sow and you don't see it.
That's right.
You just got to rely on the Lord to keep that score for you.
Well, there's a million people that we haven't seen the fruit in, but man, the ones that we have, oh man, it's been worth it.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's been crazy cool. Ben, I know that there's tons of people that are commenting right now. Who are some of your favorite people that comment?
Well, first off, I'm going to give a shout out to the Skunk Squad, the amazing mods that help out and
The Skunk Squad. What exactly is the Skunk Squad?
The Skunk Squad is a throwback to when you used to answer all of your hate mail while wearing a skunk skin hat.
Yeah, well, and what I would say is, you've been skunked. I would answer them, correct. And I would go, no, you're ignorant, and I'm going to tell you how it works. And I'd go, gang, 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 gang. And I'm like, here's where you're wrong. Here's where you're ignorant. Here's where you're just flat out stupid. And I would encourage you to pray for wisdom, and I'd be wearing a skunk hat. Then I'd say, you've been skunked.
Yep.
But I don't do that anymore, because that's not nice for a pastor to do that.
Now, so we do it for
now
you.
Now we do it for you.
Now, we do it for you.
Now I have a team of people that actually do that for me.
But now Melissa's in here. We have Debbie is in here. She's on the Skunk Squad, but she is a part of the ODX family who I love. We have a ton of people in here. William's in here. William the Troublemaker is in here right now.
Who are people from all over the planet that are like are always on here?
George is on here all the time.
Yeah, George. George is on here. Mm-hmm. And he's, of course, from Uganda. He's your Pastor Ugandan Frank. Brother.
Yeah.
Pastor Frank is one of your Ugandan brothers. Those are two of my sons.
What about Mark? Oh, Pastor Mark, too?
Mark,
South Africa.
Right on. He's from something falls South Africa, right? No, Mark is from Argentina, right?
No, that's Pablo.
That is Pablo.
And what about Steve Baldwin? I think he's from Germany.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then we have our brother from Ireland is always on there, Pastor Gary Gibbons.
Oh, Gary,
right? And you and I are going to be with him in Ireland, I think, in February. February or March.
It's March.
Yeah. Wow. Right on. That's going to be cool.
Are you preaching over there?
I am.
Okay.
And I've never been to Ireland. I've been all over the world.
My wife's favorite place to go.
Really? Yeah, man,
I've been all over Scotland. I've been all over England. But
I told her you were going. She's like, I can do mission work.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate everybody liking and sharing and commenting and encouraging you guys to be a big-time media missionary, as Miss Rebecca already said. I'd also like to say something, too. We have a brand-new book. My new book, Numbers That Prophesy, is out.
Look at
and,
that.
And the first week, I think, the first 7 days, just Amazon numbers was over 26,000 sales.
Wow.
Not too shabby.
And so I don't know where it's at now. I mean, we're into the third week now, and I don't know, and I haven't heard. But
we'll find out.
It's selling. I mean, man, this book is really selling. And it's a fun book. It's an interesting book. And it's not about prophetic foresight. It's about prophetic hindsight.
Amen.
And I don't know that I've ever in my life seen a book on prophetic hindsight.
That's so good. I wrote a quote from you said the intro was the longest chapter, and I really enjoyed that because you were like setting everybody up for it. You said, let me tell you this, there is no power in numbers, none. God speaks through them, but we don't carve out a shrine and worship the messages in the numbers more than we worship the numbers themselves. And I love that you said that because you allow people to understand that it's all pointing you back to the word of God. It's all pointing you back to the character of God. It's not, we don't worship the numbers. It's all pointing to something higher than that, which is the Lord.
Do you know one of the things I hate about witchcraft? There's so many different things I hate about witchcraft, but one is this, it's all about how smart you are, and all that wisdom changes. It goes away that quick. Wow. That quick. And so it's not about what you know. It's about who it points to. It's about the majesty of Jesus. It's about how awesome Jesus is. And not only is it safe, not only is it healthy, but it's actually mandated that we glorify the Lord through those things. Mm-hmm. Everything in heaven, everything in heaven is weighed, numbered, and measured. Mm-hmm. And it all glorifies Jesus.
Amen.
All of it.
So good.
Isn't there an angel?
There sure is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Palmoni is his name, P-A-L-M-O-N-I. So if you guys do a Google search, just look up P-A-L-M-O-N-I. The King James boys don't even want to translate because the King James boys was all about the Church of England. They were coming out of the Catholic Church, and they're like, man, them Catholic guys, they worship angels. So they didn't even mention this angel, but he's in the Bible.
Wow.
He's actually, and he is the wonderful numberer of secrets.
Wow.
That's cool.
The wonderful numberer of secrets.
So he's like the accountant of heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the guy that you can ask how long, how far, how many, how this, however, and how much it glorifies the Lord.
Amen.
And that's his job.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. And again, he's named in the Bible, though the King James does not name him. But he's in the actual Hebrew, Palmoni, P-A-L-M-O-N-I, in the book of Daniel.
So good. And I love how this book is kind of like the sequel to your massively successful book. And I love how in the intro, you let people know that it was on the shelf for 18 years and what happened to that book and the success of it and where it brought you. And and then this is like an even deeper dive into everything that you unraveled in the first one.
Numbers That Preach was a groundbreaking book because at the time that it came out, which was not the time I wrote it, it was almost two decades after I wrote it, whenever it finally came out. But it at the time that it came out, it was the perfect window where the church was open to, wow, there's something to this. And before that, it was like it had been sealed up. And there's other amazing contributions, you know, E.W. Bullinger's book, Numbers That Preach. A guy by the name of Swice wrote a book, Number in Scripture. Numbers That Preach, of course, is my book. But anyway, there's a bunch of other books, and I got all those from Craigle Publications back in the 1980s, back before you could pull it up on the internet, which anybody can pull up these books now, and they're free on the internet. But man, I had to order those from Oxford Press, Craigle Publications, all the way from England, and it would take 6 weeks to 2 months before you got your books. And it was crazy. So I just got everything that Craigle published, everything. And then when I got all the E.W. Bullinger books, he had a book on constellations and stars. He had a book on numbers.
Wow.
He had a book on Revelation. He had a book on all kinds, everything that I'm interested in. And being a young man in the 1980s, I mean, I was a big time book nerd, and I read all those things. And then God gave me kind of the Numbers for Dummies. Is kind of what Numbers That Preach is.
You know, it's cool. And you can even look up on ChatGPT, the AI software, what you said about a certain number from your book, and it'll give you an answer. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You don't like that?
It knows you.
That's the devil.
It really knows you.
Tell that to the Dio.
He's always like, the devil. Yeah,
he's
the Dio.
Like, he's always like, utilize the AI software and give you the gospel.
He's like, I can handle this demon.
100%. He's like, I'm going to make it. Never mind.
Well, that's really cool. Well, Numbers That Prophesy is not just the meaning of all the numbers, though. At the back of it, it has all those things. It also has, if that was a dream, what would it mean? Like directions, colors, right? So like amber, black, blue, brown, gold, gray, green, orange, pink, purple, and so on. And then what the prophetic picture is that goes with those things. And then, of course, it does have the numbers in it. Like I'm looking at 24 right here, perfect government made manifest, the 24 divisions of priests, the 24 priests in First Chronicles, 24 hours in a day, 24 chapters in the book of Luke, 24,000 miles around the world is. And so it's just a quick reference for that, which is at the back of the book. But what this book is actually doing is, this book is actually telling you not just what the numbers mean, but what to, if you know that, how to look in your everyday headlines or in your everyday events or in the big headlines of your life and look at those numbers and know what the word of the Lord was. Because God is still speaking through those events to us today.
Amen.
And that's what this weirdo book is on.
We just got our book, so I'm starting it this week, so I'm excited.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, my goodness.
Yeah, you can get yours at shop.troybrewer.com.
Come on.
Put it up there. Yeah. Or you can call the number on the screen. You can ask for the book to be delivered to your house at 877-413-0888.
Yep.
And it's available on Amazon, too.
Oh, you can get it on Amazon. And if you get on Amazon, you got to leave a review. That's the rule. If you're going to go if you're going to go past the shop.troybrewer and you're going to go straight to Amazon,
we're going to have to go through the Amazon reviews on it.
I've read some, but
yeah, but you're like, no, man, like, dude, don't do
you
it.
Get some amazing hate mail about this book.
I know. I get some amazing hate mail about all stuff, but it's okay. Listen, I'll bring my skunk hat.
Okay.
Okay. So if you guys have anything nice to say, go there and put it on there. And if you respectfully disagree, you're welcome, I guess, you know, because you don't have anything better to do than to say that you respectfully disagree. I would suggest you do something else, but that's just me. And then if you want to be ugly, we will make fun of you. So just there you go. We'll be happy to make fun of you.
That's why I got hired. The roast master.
Oh, anyway, we'll have to do that. Numbers That Preach. I mean, I love going through and reading all the reviews of Numbers That Preach. And I mean, yeah, there's some hateful ones on there. But man, there's so many people that thing has impacted so much.
There's one review from Steve that says, "Great book, very well written and easy to understand."
Okay. Praise on, God, Steve. Man. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Steve. God bless Steve, wherever he's at. I bless you, Steve, in Jesus' name. All right. Well, in just a second, I'm about to bring my bride on here.
It's going
to
be amazing. Right on.
She's going to come on here, and we also have a little hobbit with some curly hair that's going to be joining us here in just a minute.
Ben's already here.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What? Ben, are you going to be with us tonight at the Christmas Eve candlelight service?
No.
Yes, you are. You're on the clock.
I'm running away.
No, you're not. You're on the clock. You're going to be there.
Mexico. It's going to be awesome. We got some great.
4 o'clock and 5:30. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow at 12 o'clock high noon on Christmas Day, guys, is our Humbless. Something annual. I have Merry no Christmas. Idea. I mean, the church is only 29 years old, so we can say it's definitely 29 mm-hmm. years. But we've been doing this a lot longer than that. We've been doing it since 86. And, guys, our homeless outreach is tomorrow at 12 o'clock high noon, 1701 East Lancaster Street.
Maybe we can get Stuckle back to go out there, too.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'll call him and say, what are you doing?
Come make a documentary.
What are you doing, dude? Yeah. Come out. Yeah, guys, don't forget that you can actually mm-hmm. see the full 30-minute documentary that Steckelback did and the Trinity Broadcasting Network did that. On us. You can see the entire thing by going to odx.tv. And it's really good.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I think it actually captures us and who we are and what we do and our work on the border and many more of those to come mm-hmm. in the year to come. Amen. Right on. We're going after it in the name of King Jesus. All right. So what else do I need to tell everybody?
We have some before and after photos and then of the rescues, and then we can go into the commercial that Steckelback produced.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do this. So this last week, guys, we actually rescued some kids. I want to show you. This is a picture of this little girl there. Boy, she looks bad. And even with her face covered up, you can just tell that little girl has been abused, and she's in a bad, bad, bad situation. Her grandfather was the one that trafficked her. So not only did her grandfather abuse her, but her grandfather also sold her as a child. And she actually ran away. And then what did she find on the street that she ran away to? She found more and more and more abuse. And so until the body of Jesus shows up. And then here come the good guys. Here come the Christians. Here come the real men of God that can be trusted with vulnerable girls. My God, girls should be able to be trusted with grown men. And so here's a picture of her just a couple of days later. And you can see that's Brian Schwartz. And that's my COO. That's Bill Garson. And she's a happy little girl. She's a happy
smile.
She's a happy little girl. And she's happy to be wearing a Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
And she's happy to be having fun. And she's happy to be being celebrated. Friends, this is what we do. We've been doing this every single week now for decades. We're doing more than we ever have before because of your partnership. Okay. And this is the power of partnership. The only reason why we only have 4,000 kids under our care and not 40,000 kids is simply money. It's it. It's just partnership. As soon as we have the money for 40,000 kids, I promise you, we will have 40,000 children under our care. We will. Amen. Because that's what the Lord has mm-hmm. called us to do, and we have the opportunity to do it. This little boy was also rescued last week, and here he is with a picture with Miss Shay Wilbur, and there he is having a good time with her. These kids that had come from horrific abuse, we think, well, none of that can be undone. None of that can be redeemed. It's over. These kids are going to have miserable lives because of the terrible abuse that they have experienced. No. The blood of Jesus is bigger than that. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost is bigger than that. And we know this for a fact. We have seen it over and over and over again. Maybe this Christmas, maybe you could partner with us in a very special way and help us to set a little boy like this or a little girl like this free and keep them set free in every single way. Maybe your company can make a special contribution. Maybe you as a family could get together and do something special. I want to encourage you guys to get in a fight. Amen. Simply go to 877-413-0888. Again, you can call 877-413-0888. Miss Rebecca, how else can people plug into us?
Yeah, if you want to mail us a check or if you just want to mail us, you could mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. You can also go to odx.tv and you could click give. And that's one way. Also, you go to notonourwatch.com. I'm so excited for that website. I'm just so excited what God is doing. And you could click give. That is another way that you can partner with us. Let us be the rescue to the rescuer. Let us be that answer to, that could be a gift for someone, literally, you helping a child or a little girl or a home. That is a Christmas present. You can be, you can give and you can partner with us by going to odx.tv and let's be the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's one way that we could share his love and his story with one another.
When we come back, guys, my beautiful bride is going to be joining me for this special Christmas Eve broadcast. And also, she's going to be with me with my son and also with my grandson. We got some special Christmas miracles and memories that we'd like to share with you. And if you want to see us in person, come out and join us tonight at 4 o'clock or 5:30 here at Open Door Church. Now, we're going to go to one of our newly produced commercials that we're airing right now on the Speckleback Show. And we're going to be looking at, as well, sharing this on some other networks in the very near future. Watch this.
Every year, 8 million children simply disappear. Not trafficked or enslaved, they vanish without a trace. For 30 years, Troy Brewer Ministries has been fighting back, rescuing over 11,000 children from the horrors of human trafficking and offering them a future.
Not on our watch. We are the answer. And friends, we've been doing this now for 30 years. This is a calling of King Jesus to stand up against evil with the goodness of God. And friends, if we do not show up, I don't think that anybody else is coming. Now, with 51 children's homes in places like Mexico and Uganda and Brazil and Nepal and even beyond, friends, we don't just rescue children, we actually raise them. Right now, 4,000 children are within our care, receiving love, safety, and the hope that they do deserve.
Join the fight. Call the number on your screen or go online. Together, we're saying not on our watch.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's Christmas Eve, and this is a very Christmas Eve special broadcast. It is actually episode 103. Guys, welcome back to the Pulse 24. Now, guys, we only have about another week of the Pulse 24, and then we're going to be moving into the Pulse 25. And on January the 1st, I'm actually going to be delivering my prophetic word for the year to come as we're gearing up to go to the New Beginnings Conference. And so you're not going to want to miss that special. And so it's going to be episode 1 of the Pulse 25, and it's going to be coming up. And guys, if you have not yet got your tickets for the New Beginnings Conference, it's called The Breath of God, and it's all about the breath of God, and it's all about the prophetic look and the prophetic lens of the year 2025. It's the biggest conference that we do all year long. I have friends from all over the planet Earth, and I would love to see you here. And don't forget that if you are a Stage 2 or Stage 3 partner at odx.tv, I have a special free event just for you so that we can all get together and high-five each other and love on each other and celebrate what the good Lord has done for us in the year 2024. As joining me now is my beautiful bride, Miss Leanna Brewer. How are you, Ladybug?
I am blessed. How are you?
Well, I'm fine as frog hair. I'm all actually right. Doing really good. I'm feeling a whole lot better.
You look a whole lot better.
Well, thank you. And you've been taking good care of me for a long time. I've been sick for 6 weeks.
I know. I've never seen you get sick like that before.
I've never been sick like that before. I don't think I've ever been sick for a solid 6 weeks.
I don't think so.
I faked it pretty good though. I got through a bunch of church services.
You did.
I traveled the world. Sure. I did a whole bunch of other churches. I went to Mexico 2 or 3 times. We went to Tennessee. I went everywhere.
You did.
And I was sick.
Yes. Now you're better.
Yucko is what I had to say to that. Yeah. I'd say I'm about 95% there, and I'm just excited about feeling better. So praise God. I want to just say thank you so much for taking such good care of me. You took such good care of me while I was sick.
Well, thank you. It was my privilege.
Yeah, right on. And now you kind of got a little bit of a cootie bug.
Well, it's just a cold. It's just my Christmas cold.
Yeah, and you do tend to do that every year.
I do. The weather changes. We've been traveling a lot, and so going from different places and different things that are blooming right now, you know, the cedar and all that other stuff. But I'm good.
You are good. Well, you look beautiful and you look happy.
Thank you. I am
happy. As long as you're happy with me.
I'm happy with you.
Like you're happy with me, right?
Today I'm happy with
you. Okay, I'm good. I'm trying to keep up this high maintenance stuff. Well, joining me also, sitting directly to your left, is our oldest son, Mr. Benjamin Allen Brewer.
You couldn't remember my name, could you?
I couldn't remember your name. I was just trying to come up with something funny to say. I was actually going to say, I used to worry that your mama had jumped the fence.
Oh, no.
But I don't think so. You're like, oh, no.
I don't know what fence you're talking about, but no. Nope, I've never jumped a fence.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that, no, man, you're definitely mine, man. You're definitely
mine.
Dude,
the older our kids get, the more they look like you.
Well, the good ones act like me.
Hmm. Who are you lying to?
I'm not lying to anybody. I'm telling the truth, man. It's Christmas. I can't lie on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Man, are you kidding me?
It's still Christmas Eve, so.
And then directly across from you is our oldest grandson.
Is the good one.
Mr. Barrett Allen Brewer is joining us here today. Yes, sir. Hello, Barrett. How are you, buddy?
Talking good, to buddy. Sir.
Yeah? Are you good? Yeah. Yes, so I got a bunch of cool things, man, to talk to you about.
All right.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're going to end up talking about is this last year we're talking, and we also got to talk about your chicken enterprise, right? Because I know that you're in the chicken business now.
Yes, sir.
Right on. And hey, are you okay, Leanna?
I'm fine.
Don't you wish we had a button where you could turn off the mic whenever you need to cough?
Well, I did move it.
I wish I had it every single time. I'm like, God, I'm looking for
a
button.
It just comes and goes. You don't
know
when
it's
going
to hit. I need to be able to turn it off.
I even have a cough drop. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. One. Yeah, well, you want another one?
I don't know that it's going to do any good. I already have one in my mouth.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you because one of the big things that happened this year is you went on your first missions trip to Uganda with me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it was good, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
It was a long trip over there.
Oh, yes.
How long? How long do you think it takes to get over there?
I would say 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's really close.
That's exactly right. It's right at 24 hours. From the time that, you know, you go from here to Dubai or you go from here to, we didn't go to Dubai. We went to
Qatar.
Yeah, we went to Qatar. And then you have a layover. And then from there, it's another 5 or 6 hour trip from there to Uganda. So it's right at 24 hours, just being in an airplane. Yes, sir. And that's not all the downtime in between there.
Yeah.
Yep. So what was your favorite part about going to Uganda?
I would say seeing George, honestly.
Okay. So George is a little boy that we came across in a village over there.
Yes, sir.
Right? And this kid, he was like special. How was George special?
Man, I'm telling you, God just told me to help him out. And I'm telling you, man.
What are you telling us? How was George special?
Like, oh my God.
He's blind.
Yeah, he's blind.
He's blind. Yeah, there is that.
But I can't think today.
It's okay. So, but that's one of the ways that he's special. But you're just thinking about he's got a special heart. But I mean, he also has special things to overcome, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, he's like completely blind. Is that the first blind person you've ever come across?
I think I met two. There was another one in Africa, I think, that we also met.
Yeah. Well, we came across him, and plus he was like in the first grade, and he's a big boy.
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't because he's not smart. It's because he can't see, and they didn't know how to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do?
Well, God was telling me to, like, help him somehow, and so I was literally begging for y'all.
Yeah.
To help him, so.
Yeah, you came over and told me, Papa, we gotta help this kid. We gotta help him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And then what did you tell me that you wanted to do?
Sell legs for him.
Yep. All right. So, like, okay, so you want to sell eggs. Okay. So, Ben, so we had to
when I first asked Barrett, mm-hmm. I was like, so what do you want me to do? Barrett said, well, we got to get him into a school. We got to help him.
Yep. Exactly right. Right.
And so we did that, didn't we?
Yes, I sure did. There's actually a really cool blind school for the blind in Africa. There's a video right here of George actually at that school. And so what they show you is that they teach them how to read Braille, and they teach them actually how to count and do all that other stuff. And so it's an amazing school.
And it was hard. I promise you, it was hard to find a school for the blind. But again, that was Barrett's idea. We got to get him into a school where they can actually help him. Mm-hmm. And so we found that school, and then we got into it. But it's expensive.
It is, yes, sir.
And so we're like, okay, well, we got to pay for this. And so I asked Barrett. I said, Barrett, do you think that we should pay for this? And you said, yes, sir, we should pay for this because he doesn't have any money. And what is his name again?
George.
His name is George. You know that since that time that I was with you, I've been back to Uganda since, and I went to the school to go check on him, right? And man, he was so happy. And he was so happy that we came to visit him. He was so excited about the presents that you sent him, because I sent more presents that you gave him. And then, so I told you, I said, okay, man, well, listen, here's the deal. We got all these kids, and we take good care of all of them, but it costs a lot of money. And so I was like, how are you going to come up with this money, and how are you going to help me do this? And then what did you say you wanted to do?
Sell eggs.
Sell eggs. So you want to get some chickens, because you didn't have any chickens at that time.
No, sir.
Yeah. So we had to buy a bunch of chickens, and then we had to build a giant chicken pen. And by the way, you have one of the coolest chicken pens on the planet Earth. Do you?
Yeah, we do. We do.
So it's like, dude, I know chicken pens, and your chicken pen is the envy of everybody in our neighborhood.
It really is. I never thought I'd see the day when everybody was envious of my chicken pen.
And people want to drive over there just to look at your daggum chicken pen. It's stupid. And so how many chickens do you guys have, Barrett?
I think 57, right?
47.
Oh, 47.
We started off with 80. No, it was 60, and we lost a few. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're going to lose some.
Yeah.
Especially out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Critterville. Mm-hmm. And so you take care of your chickens. You also take care of my chickens, and you feed all my animals every day.
Yes, sir.
And that's a big deal. Right on. So how many eggs do you get every single day?
I think whenever we first started, I think we got 2 dozen. And then now, I think since we're losing a little bit more chickens, I think we get like maybe 1.5 dozen.
Are you talking about a day?
Yes.
A day. That's still a lot of eggs, man.
We'll get anywhere between 12 to 20 in a day.
Okay. So here's what you sell these eggs in, and then 100% of all this money goes to George, correct? Let me see that thing. Let me see this thing. And it's actually got, B4 Farms, fresh eggs. So what does B4 stand for?
There's 4 B's in his family.
Yeah. Brother doesn't know. Hey, man. Can you get this kid educated, man?
I'm trying, man.
So how many brewers are there?
There's in our family?
Yeah.
4.
Yeah. So you think that's probably what B4 stands for?
Yes.
So my name is Troy Allen Brewer, right? What's your daddy's name?
It's hard to say.
Is it?
How is it hard to say?
What is your name, Ben?
Benjamin
Allen Brewer.
Okay, and what is your name, Barrett?
Barrett Brewer.
Barrett Allen Brewer.
Barrett Allen Brewer.
Okay, so there's a lot of Allen Brewers of us going around here.
You didn't ask me my name.
And what is your name?
Okay. Mine's just Leanna Brewer.
So your name is Leanna Brewer?
Just no Allen's in my name.
Yeah, but your name's Jane, right? Leanna Jane?
It is. So Barrett's egg thing that he does, that he sells, you can buy them in the Spark store every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And all of that money, 100%, goes to George in Uganda. And when we went to Uganda, as Papa was telling you, to go see George, we not only took him the money to pay for his school for the year from your egg sales, we were also able to help other kids there that have special needs.
That's right.
But we took him a Braille machine that he can start writing in Braille. We took him books in Braille. We got his backpack, like you were asking us to. We got his name put on it in Braille. And so, and we also took him lots of toys that were in Braille, like the Rubik's Cube and all of those other things. So George has been extremely blessed because you saw him. And that's something that the Lord will bring you. It doesn't matter how old you are. You're only 11 years old, and the Lord brought you George. And you didn't just say, Mom, Dad, you have to take care of him, because Papa asked you. He said, Barrett, what are you going to do about this? And so you had to think of what can I do to make a difference in this guy's life? And you said, I can start selling eggs, and you do that, and it's very profitable, and it's helping George, but it's also helping the other kids in the school because of things that he has, he's able to share with the other kids. And so that's something that's really important for people to know, is when the Lord brings you somebody, you don't give it to somebody else.
The whole school was blessed because Barrett came across that kid that day.
That's right.
And that's the way that it's supposed to be. Exactly. That's the way that it's supposed to be. And that's the way that it, guys, listen, that's the way that it should be with you today. Do you know, I just got through talking to Pastor Jerry, and Pastor Jerry and a whole bunch of people went out yesterday, and they went to some restaurant, and they've been saving up money all year long. And then they brought their waitresses over, and they said, look, we've already tipped you. You know, it's already, we already gave you the 20% or whatever, but we also brought something else. And it's like, so who are you? Well, I'm a student out at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse, yada, yada, yada. Okay, you, the other waitress. Well, I'm a grandmother in this, this, that, that, that. Okay, well, we've been saving up money. We didn't know who it was that we were going to come across. We came across you, so we're going to be a great big blessing to you. Here it is. Boom, thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And they just did that. And they do that every single Christmas, which is crazy cool.
And we have several groups. Family groups that do that too, and home groups that will do that. They'll all get together and they all go to different restaurants in the community, and the waitresses and waiters don't know who it's going to be.
Yep.
And they do it every single year.
I tell you what, every waiter and every waitress and every kid in every school that is blind ought to be hoping that some Jesus freak will show up because we're supposed to be the good guys.
That's exactly right.
We are the good guys. And when the good guys, when the church is the good guys, the whole world is better because of it. Right on. Guys, I want to welcome you here to a very special Christmas Eve broadcast. It is Christmas Eve. It's the 24th. And you can come out and join us tonight at Open Door Church at 4 o'clock and at 5:30 for our special candlelight service. It's going to be happening here in just a couple of hours. Double Dog Dare you cats to come out and to join us. And then tomorrow at 12 o'clock high noon, guys, we're going to be doing our big time homeless outreach. We've been doing this since 1986. I believe that that is 38 years. So it's 38th annual homeless outreach on December the 25th. That is tomorrow, 12 o'clock high noon. You're welcome to come out and to be a great big part of that. Well, friends, I want to bless you. And tomorrow you can join me from the Pulse. I want to be live off of East Lancaster Street tomorrow. That's right. So I'm going to be walking around showing you what it is that we're doing. So Christmas Day, join me right here across any of my social media platforms. Guys, do not forget to go to odx.tv and watch the entire 30-minute broadcast of the Eric Steckelback Show, where they actually did a full-blown documentary on us and on the work that we're doing on the border. And it's got such special stuff in it. Guys, you can watch it for free. Go to odx.tv and let people know about it and help get the word out. Then please, I also want to encourage you guys to go to odx.tv while you're there. Stand with us, guys. We have the opportunity to rescue more kids than we ever have before, and it's happening. I'm saying yes to everything, and I'm just believing the Lord for a lot of extra partnership. I'm believing God that the people are going to step up, because this is the fight of the body of King Jesus. This doesn't belong to anybody else, because nobody else is going to do it if we don't do it. But guys, we are doing it. We do this as a family. Ben has been fighting this fight. Now Barrett is actually in the fight. Barrett is 11 years old. He's fixing to be 12 years old. Ben, Barrett, what is your birthday, man?
January 4th.
January the 4th is your birthday. Hey, Ben, what is your birthday?
January the 4th.
That's correct. So my firstborn grandson was born on my firstborn son's birthday, which kind of means you don't get a birthday for like the rest of your life.
Yeah, it means I stay forever 21.
Is that what that means?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Good attitude, Ben.
That is a great attitude.
Your so mom both of you guys, you a present.
Both of you guys have a January 4th birthday, which is incredible. Like, wow. That's pretty daggum cool, man. I was blown away at that.
It's pretty wild.
I mean, you know.
Branch was pretty close to being born on the 4th, too.
I really thought that Branch would be born on my birthday. I really did. I really thought the whole time the whole time that your bride was pregnant, I was saying, I bet you that kid's going to be born on my birthday. But he was born on, I thought, what, the 18th?
Yes, yep. Very good.
Yeah, very good. See, I still got it.
I still got it.
I hadn't lost it all yet. Hallelujah.
Guys, and listen, if you want to come to the homeless outreach, you can bring a gift.
Yep.
You know, blankets, gloves, toiletries or just a toy. There's kids out there. You don't think about that, but there are kids out there.
There are kids out
there.
So
just bring a gift that you want to give. You know, if you just have some extra cash or whatever it is you want to do. Some of Barrett's eggs. No. But if you want to bring a gift, you can bring it out and give it to whoever the Lord leads you to.
And don't forget, man, anytime that you're here at Open Door Church, you can go over to the Spark table and you can get the B4 Farms.
You have to get fresh there eggs. Early, though.
Yeah, you're going to get there early because we sell out every single Sunday.
Yes.
And there they are.
He's taking orders, so.
Yeah, he's actually taking orders now.
We have to hold some back on.
And 100% of this goes to Uganda and goes to the person that Brother Barrett partners with, and his name is George. And George is a blind little boy that lives in Uganda, and we're taking care of him. We have him in a boarding school. And we're completely taking care of him, and we go and see him every time we go to Uganda. And we're going to go again here within the next couple of months. And when we do, we'll go out and we'll go see Brother George. I don't know, Barrett, maybe you ought to come go with me on that trip.
No.
I'm coming.
No. Are you, man? Yeah, you're so coming, man.
I'm not sitting on a plane with him for another 24 hours.
You're
going
to have to sell bacon along with your eggs, buddy, to be able to get a ticket.
No. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Well, guys, God bless you so much. Thank you all so much for joining us for this special Christmas Eve broadcast. I call you guys blessed. I hope that you'll come out and join us today for a special candlelight service. I'm going to be preaching the last word here this coming Sunday at Open Door Church, and it's called The Last Word. I'm going to be summing up a whole bunch of things from the year and telling you about my favorite miracles, and then I'm going to be taking you through the Word of God and showing you the last words in the Word of God, and it's very eye-opening. I promise you it is. Come out and join us as we get consecrated to serve King Jesus for one more year, man. Let's go and let's do this thing. Leanna Brewer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody's,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Everybody's reading your brand new book, She Shepherd?
Yes, The She Shepherd.
The She Shepherd.
You still have time to get it for Christmas. Right, I'll sign it for you if you come tomorrow.
Right on. Yeah,
or today.
You know what? Come out today. I think I'll actually be signing books today.
Yes.
I think that'll be a good idea.
We'll sign books.
Yeah, we'll sign books. That's a good idea to do out there. And Ben, God bless you and your new book, My Exploits in Moving Dirt. Or
you see this every day.
What is your new book, man? Do you have a new book?
I've never had need for books and such.
I see. Never had much need for books and such. The Brewer household.
The chicken scooper.
Hey, Barrett. Yeah. Barrett, if you're going to write a book, what would you write a book on?
I would probably write my book on my life, probably. How it's been.
You know, nearly everybody's first book is kind of a biography, and that's mm-hmm. a book that's about your own life. It's called an autobiography.
Yes, sir.
He sure had a book about watching a man get stabbed with an ice pick.
And that would be fun. Lord.
How old were you when that guy got stabbed with that ice pick?
Like, I would say, yeah.
You're like seven? Yeah. That was a good day. It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. Until the school therapist called. Then there was all kinds of problems. And then they were like, why are you taking your kids to these kinds of places? Like, because we're Christians. And that's what we do is we feed people and we help people and we don't play it safe. Ben can testify. We don't play it safe.
Yeah.
Ben got kidnapped in India when he was 16 years old for just a brief time. I mean, it wasn't like you were kidnapped for days and days, but for a little time. Yeah. I've seen Jaja right here has had guns put on her. I've seen a machine gun put on you before.
Yes.
Do you remember one time I told you I was going to take you someplace real special for our anniversary.
I just want to tell you, for those of you who have hope for a miracle, there's miracles out there. That I married you is a miracle.
You stay married.
I took you. I was like, it was our anniversary, and I took you someplace, and it was at Christmas time, and I was like, I just want the two of us to get away. This is like a long time ago. And I took you to Crockett, Texas, and then we went to the movie house. Do you remember that?
I do.
And we were the only people in the movie house, which was cool. And we saw some James Bond movie, and it was all cool. And then the next morning, I got up, and I said, we have something very special. And she, what is it? And then we pulled over on the side of the road, and then a prison bus came and picked us up.
Yes,
do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I took you to the prison. You had no idea. I was taking you into a prison.
Maximum security prison for sex offenders. Yeah, that's and always
then,
fun.
And then, man, we were in this prison bus pulling up, and it looked just like the Green Mile. It looked just like the Shawshank Redemption. And Leanna's like, "Are we going into that prison?" I'm like, "Yeah, baby, we're in a prison bus. I mean, yeah." And I'm doing a special service in there, and it's going to be amazing. And I looked over at you, and you know, I think that anybody else in the world would have been mad at me, but you were laughing. You were like, "You're such a dork. You're taking me to a prison for our anniversary. You're taking me to a prison for Christmas." I'm like, "Baby, it's a special Christmas service. Come on, it'll be fun." I remember I was telling you, I was like, "I told you I'd take you places."
You did. You did. And you have taken me places. That's for sure. That's for sure. I have been from the Taj Mahal.
I have taken you to the Taj Mahal.
Top of Mount Everest.
I have taken you to the top of Mount Everest. Now, we didn't climb it. We took a helicopter.
Yeah, took a helicopter. The jungles of Africa, up the rivers of the Amazon.
Yep. We've been up the River Nile.
Up the River Nile.
Yeah. Yep. I've taken you to
the Great Pyramids.
Took you to the Great Pyramids. Right on. I took you to Ephesus.
Yes.
All over Jerusalem, over Israel.
Yeah.
Took you to Rome.
Yes.
Right on. I took you to Pompeii. That's exactly right. Where else have I taken you?
A lot of places.
A lot of places. But I've also taken you to a lot of trash dumps.
Yes, you have.
And a lot of prisons. And a lot of really bad parts of town where
it's funny because it's almost like for me, and I know that there's differences, but it's almost like there's not a difference for me in the bad part of town versus the good part of town. There's not really a difference to me. People are people no matter where you live. But I do prefer, you know, going to, and it's going to sound crazy too, but I prefer going to the trash dumps and being in that place and being able to make a difference. And I love that people have ministries to prison ministry. That just is a little harder for me. And hospitals are not my favorite. But, you know, everybody is called somewhere, and you just have to go where it is you're called. And I'm so grateful for the people that are anointed and called to go to those places and that do it. I obviously do it. It's just not my one that I sign up. Hey, I want to go be a part of that. That's not what I'm called to do. I will be there and do it because it's necessary sometimes. But I think it's important for people to understand their call and have a grace on people that's not their call. You know, like when you go to the homeless outreach, that's a big deal, but that's not everybody's call. Maybe some people are called to the nursing home or to their family, or to wherever you're called, but go there, wherever you're called, and don't so much judge the people that aren't called to that, because we're all called to somewhere different. But I really actually enjoy the trash dumps, because I've seen such a difference that we've been able to make, and that has been, and like the leper colony, I love the leper colony. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people that would go, no, thank you, but I really do like that too. So yeah, go where you're called.
I love the leper colonies.
I do too. Those are some of my favorite people live there.
I'm trying to think of some place I don't like to go.
India.
No, I like to go to India.
Oh, he loves India.
Oh, no, it's you that doesn't like India.
Yeah, I like to go to India. I'm thinking things like church. Wait, I'm a pastor of a church. I'm not allowed to say that. No, I love going to church. No. I mean, you can tell I love going to church. I mean, I'm in church every time the doors are open, and I hug everybody in the church.
I was gonna say, you love going to church. You love all the people.
I do love. I do love the people. I'm trying to think of something. There's a lot of TV shows that I do that I don't really enjoy doing those things. I just know that it's a good way to reach people for Jesus, and I do it, and I'm pretty good at it. Actually,
no, a little bit.
And
yeah, you're really good.
Oh, no, I mean a little bit. I mean,
no, you really are good at it.
I'm fairly good at it. And so you get up there, you know, you try to knock it out of the park, and that's what you try to do. But that's not my favorite thing to do. You know, that's not my favorite thing to do. Now, if everybody on the show are like good friends of mine, and we can all cut up and be funny, like anything with Darren Stott.
If Alan
DiDio is on it, if Darren Stott is on there, if Todd Coconato is on there, if Joseph Z is on there, I am thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, if Rick Renner's on there.
Yeah.
If Eric Stackelback is on there. Who are some of my other favorite people I like to do TV with?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's fine. He's fine. Katie Sousa. If Katie Sousa's on there, amazing. I want to tell you right now, I love Katie Sousa. I love her. I watch everything she does. I just amazed at her. And man, what the Lord has done with her ministry this last year.
Beautiful.
It's so cool. So beautiful. That's something else too. That's really fun. When you're in a media ministry and you look over and your friends are blowing up, you're like, yes. It makes me so happy. Like, way to go, man. Way to go, man. And you're killing it.
That comes from the faithfulness of your Patricia Kings that have been steadfast and steady and mentored.
Yes.
And just
that is,
been
that
true.
Is the one person all of us have in common is Patricia King.
Yeah, she is the mama to all of us.
Patricia King has taken such good care of us and mentored us and helped us and been so patient with us and gosh, just brought good counsel. Fruit. And Me and you went to her birthday party a few years back.
What
and
an just, honor.
Well, looking around the room at Patricia King's room. Was a wow.
It was like being in heaven going, wow, this is how diverse it's going to be in heaven. It was beautiful.
Me and you left there and we said, man, I hope and pray that we make an impact the way that Patricia King has made an impact. Yeah, absolutely incredible. Well, guys, come out and join Leanna and I tonight. You can find Ben, you can find Barrett. If you see us, be sure and say hi to us at our candlelight service, which is at 4 o'clock, and it's also at 5:30 here at Open Door Church. I hope to see you guys here. I hope that y'all get my brand new book, Numbers That Prophesy. Yes. It's out, you will love this book. It's crazy cool. And then in the month of January, I'm going to be doing a whole sermon series on Numbers That Prophesy. We're going to be going through the different chapters of the book, and I'm going to be walking you through that. Don't forget to sign up for my upcoming conference. The New Beginnings Conference is taking place. It starts on January the 13th, I think it is. Is that 15th. Correct? January 15th. January 15th through the 18th is when that is. And there's all different kinds of packages that you can get if you just want to come to the conference, or if you also want to go to the dinners, or if you want to go to the luncheon, or you want to do this, or you want to do that, the star party. You can call us at 877-413-0888, and you can ask about it, or you can simply go to odx.tv, odx.tv. Guys, it's Christmas time. We got a lot of cool stuff to do today. I hope to see you here tonight at Open Door Church, or tomorrow at the Homeless Outreach at 1701 East Lancaster Street in Big Time Fort Worth, Texas, or, of course, you can watch us live or online. Barrett Allen Brewer, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
It was fun?
Yes, sir, it was.
Right on. Ben, thank you so much. Benjamin Allen Brewer, thank you so much for joining us today.
I was forced to be here.
Leanna Brewer,
yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
A great big shout out to Rebecca Tamayo and my good friend Zach Rippey, and for their help and for all the guys behind the booth, including Brother Taylor. Guys, God bless you so much. And I call you the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye, y'all.